Don't look down.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen.
Sunday. Ba-da-ding-ding-ding. Ba-da-ding-ding-ding.
Don't look down.
That's what it is. Don't look down, baby. Another Sunday. We're here. Ready to get it going. I'm always excited. How about you, man?
Wiz Khalifa in it.
Wiz Khalifa in it?
Yeah. Yep.
I got a new intro. You want to hear it?
What's that? Nice. Oh, yeah, and tell you about Die over there.
Best intro I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
That's my new intro.
Well, here we are. We got a good show today.
Yeah.
Great show.
Got some guests today.
Special guests.
The ones we've been talking about.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, Jack Hare, man.
So what we got?
We got George over here.
Yeah, George.
Hey guys.
George. Got Hook over here also.
Yeah, you know, just fresh off, my dude Jack Hare dropped me off, you know.
Jack Hare,
you know.
So what's going on with you guys today?
Everything's going on, man.
Got you mic'd up. You were on our last, the one before last.
Yeah, I'm here last time. The show was cool, but I'm going to add new energy, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Some new energy.
You know what I'm saying? New energy, you know.
Okay. What about you, George? How you feeling, man?
Oh, fucking... I'm sick, as always, you know, man. Just chilling, you know?
Yeah. Just chillin'. Got that sweet bluebird over there, yeah. Humming like a bird.
Sick, man. Oh, it's awesome.
You know? What's going on over there?
He's got my vape turned up to, like, fucking turn your shit black.
340?
Yeah, man.
Mine's on 365.
Nah, that shit, yeah. Back at 350 where we were originally at, man.
I think that's cooking. Probably a little better.
Can I get the
so
stir?
George, I need you over here. The stir, man. You got the stir.
Where's the stir?
Well, when are we doing this on
don't
the show?
Don't look down, man.
Don't look down, man.
Don't
wait.
Look down. We're paying the bills. Actually, we're paying the bills,
paying
man.
The bills.
All this shit we're talking about, we just got through getting. You know, where we get that shit from, George?
George.
Oh, fuck that. Where we get it from, Hook?
Hook.
Where we get it, Hook?
What?
You know where we got? Do you know where we got everything?
It was all a dream.
Live a dream or... Love a dream or something.
It's
all a dream.
Have you been there?
Oh, yeah, I did.
What'd you get from there?
Oh, today I got this this little water pipe I got.
Okay. You know? And you don't know the name of the store where you got it?
Really, I really don't care. Cause...
God, at least you're honest.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow. Man, you thought.
Brutal.
You fell on that one, buddy.
Can we kick him off the show now?
Yeah, he's gone. All a dream's going to say, if that guy is on there.
I'm cutting.
I know the name. I went there today and I got a water pipe and I fell in love. You know?
Okay, so where do you get that? How cool was the store and where do you get that?
I got it at it's all a dream, you know, and it's the greatest, one of the best pipes I've had, you know. It's nothing like it. Glass.
There you go.
You know, yeah, ice catcher. You know what I'm saying?
That's so, the love right there.
Legit, man.
I feel it.
Thanks.
Yeah. I feel the arm squeezing me right now, saying thanks.
Yeah. Everything you want, they got, you know, so go ahead and get it.
That's cool.
It's like shoe shopping for stoners.
They forgive you.
Yeah, you know, I was just playing, man.
It is.
I really, really.
I walked in there and I was like, oh my God, I want to try this one and this one and this one. And
oh, I know the feeling.
It's
man.
Like a shoe store for potheads, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is. I mean, now, echo.
When you think about it, I mean, that's really what it is, you know?
So. Where else are you going to go in there and get that?
They don't want you to believe that.
It's a tobacco shop.
It is. The best tobacco shop.
Yep.
So, anything going on out there? Anybody have anything they wanted to get off the chest early?
I don't know. Are you guilty of something?
No, I was just really excited to have my vape. This is my first vape. I mean, I never bought a vape before, and I got a vape, so.
Oh, they're amazing, man. I mean, been a fan for a long time, you know? Mm-hmm. I had a little vapor pipe, actually, that I've used myself for a couple number of years, you know, and it's decent, but, you know, the electronic vapes are always better, in my opinion.
You know what I want to know? What's going to be the next thing with weed? Like, what's after vaporizing?
Legalization.
I have no clue.
You know, what are they going to do next? Like, you can't do nothing but vaporize it after that.
I mean, I feel like that's a legitimate point, you know, because what can you do after that? You know, I mean, what other step can you take? I mean, edibles are always, you know, they've been around for a long time, but edibles. It really produces edibles, a different effect, you know.
Edibles.
Yeah.
Brownies. Oh, yeah. It's a brownie shop. Hey, have you guys had those, what do they call, sleep brownies or rest brownies, lazy brownies?
Lazy brownies.
You guys had one of those?
Yeah.
What's a lazy brownie?
You can get those for about $3 or $4.
Yeah. They sell them in the gas station.
got some shit in them.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I've seen those before.
Try it if you want to.
It's all right. I don't know. Not the same effect, though, obviously. You can never replace the real thing, you know?
Couldn't get me to buy something that was like, here, it's going to make you lazy. But it's not weed. But it's not weed, though.
Right.
Yeah. Here.
Yeah.
It'll make you a little lazy.
Why would you want the lazy effect without the other effects? Exactly. You know, that doesn't make any sense.
I don't know, but people, on
paper, let's all get lazy, guys. What do you want to do today, guys?
You guys watch the game today?
All the kids at school are doing it. Yeah, I watched a game today. I watched a hockey game today.
You watched a hockey game?
I'm not sure.
Who played?
Boston and Detroit.
Yeah.
How was it, man?
It was pretty good. Yeah.
Wings,
Detroit,
they suck.
Detroit won 4-2.
They suck, yeah, though.
No, they're decent, dude.
They're all right.
They're like 4 points behind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No other games on?
There was basketball on. There was racing. It was a sport day for those good day for NASCAR. Local TV people who don't buy cable.
LeBron James took another loss to Boston.
Oh, yeah.
Three. That's the third time this year they haven't beat them.
Never takes the
I watched the Boston though. Game.
Yeah. Also, Ray Allen broke the 3-point record.
I saw that.
Yeah. For you guys that love a great shooter.
He's the best ever?
Best looking shooter. Like, you know, like his.
Whoa.
Only. See, like, I explain this to Hook all the time, and I explain this to the fans out there. If your brain goes there,
my brain doesn't go there.
So you know, you said I can say something like that. You know, my brain wouldn't go that way. Like,
I'm worried.
The best shot.
His jump shot form.
Yeah.
Okay, but you didn't say that. You said best looking shooter.
I mean, who else would think anything other?
I don't know. I just said.
I'm never getting in a car with you again. What's all that feedback? Oh,
yeah.
My mic is tilting. So I also want to give a really big shout out to all of our fans over in Europe. We've got a lot in Europe, dude.
What do they say over there? Like, what do they say when they get excited in Europe?
I want to know.
Like,
probably like, that was like Asian or like Chinese. Like,
oh, Chinese?
Yeah. What if aliens watch us?
Here we go back. We're back on the aliens now.
Aliens, man. We're not doing aliens today. No aliens today, Kobe.
All right.
I can't wait till we can start being visual.
Oh, listen to you over there. Yeah, with the Ustream. I can't wait till we're
going
to be
wait.
Out there broadcasting live.
Yeah.
Sitting sick, here man. Hitting my easy vape.
Yeah.
By the way, I just want to go ahead and because we do the, you know, the four sex. I love my wife, so when she hears this, I'm always.
You must be in the doghouse right now.
I'm gonna be in the doghouse because it takes us 2 hours to get ready to do these. So
hey, I love my wife too. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to all the ladies.
Oh, shit.
And my
Happy
wife.
Valentine's
so,
Day, baby.
Happy Valentine's Day because you guys will actually get this tomorrow on Valentine's Day. So happy Valentine's Day. Cool shit. Weather's getting better.
Yeah, thank God, man. That's
thank God.
That is ridiculous.
It's going to snow again, though.
Oh, well, it always does, man. Yeah. It's Missouri.
It's going to be us.
You
know,
if you don't like the weather today, man, just wait till tomorrow. It'll be all right.
It's going to be the 60s on Wednesday.
Yeah, 70.
Yeah, it's sick, man.
It's going to be dope. What's going on over there, man?
I had to give me, like, a rescue water out of my bag. Too much going on in here.
Oh. You know, this gum you gave me, I'm like, it's over here just like.
It's nuts.
Yeah, it's nuts. Crazy.
It's the sickest gum, dude. I'm like, what's going
crazy.
On? Jack Harry, man.
Something in this. Man.
Wow. Something in this gum, man.
It's the ginseng, man. That's what it is. Probably. Yeah.
What kind of gum was it?
Yeah. What was it?
Let me check real fast.
Look at you. You gotta be all
Trident.
You got a couple seconds. Put you on a timer when you check on the show, man. Because Kobe likes to check for like 30 seconds and give all this dead space on there.
He's just over here on the vape. Not look.
Yo, yo.
Oh man, that's sick.
But look at that case that gum's in. It's like a fucking...
It's a legit fucking case, man.
Industrial strength.
Wow.
Like,
yeah. That's some alien space. Shit.
Yeah. That is some alien
shit. It is like some fucking alien technology, man. Check that out.
It was all
out.
A dream.
Yeah. I bet this gum right now is emitting like little baby alien jungle juice in my body. And there's going to be like...
More than likely, I would say. Oh, fuck. I guess. Make this journey again.
So,
what happened to entertainment, man?
Entertainment's nothing's going on, man. Lindsay Lohan's gonna be getting away free, scot free. Yeah. You know, I don't want to say how I feel about that, but you know, because I can't go in there and steal a necklace and just get away. So,
well, first of all, you get watched probably when you walk into a store, right?
I can't even get in there. They're like, "Hey, what are you doing in here? You don't get your broom?"
She got away.
God damn. Wow. Oh, what do you think about that, magic. George? Do you think that was pretty intense?
That's super intense, man. I mean,
I mean, I'm just being serious, man. I can't walk. I mean, I can't steal a necklace and just get, oh, well, you know, she thought she borrowed it.
Right.
Yeah, that's
I was trying it on. Oh, I did a line of coke while I was in the dressing room and walked out and forgot I had it on.
Well, you guys know I do coke.
Good thing they didn't catch me with the shoes I had on.
Exactly.
You know, see what she had on
but you know, hey, do you guys think that that's what entertainers do? You know, they buy jewelry.
Charlie Sheen.
Oh, I'm sure.
Buy jewelry and hot jewelry and stuff like that.
Probably.
A lot of somebody comes through with a bag. They just went in there, robbed a jewelry store, and they go through and say, "Hey, Ray J, you want this necklace? I got this necklace, Ray J." got this watch.
Would you buy
Lohan, hey Lohan, I got this.
Would you buy it if you was rich?
Fuck yeah. Who wouldn't? I mean,
yeah,
who?
Right.
I mean, hold on,
you're
man.
Right.
This is even Christian people buy from hustlers, like you know, right? You guys don't think about that, that's Kobe? True. What the fuck are you doing over there, man?
That vaporizer died.
Oh man, he's lost.
Lost in space.
So he
lost
man, in the sauce,
so that's why. Is that why we got bumped the guests? Because you were going to be lost today, huh?
No, I'm here.
Let's go, man.
I'm sitting right here, man.
Right there?
Number 44.
Mm-hmm. So?
The president.
Oh, okay. So where were we at on time? What were we looking at like on time?
About 13.
13 in.
No shit.
So we were in the entertainment and nothing was really going on in there, really, right? Nobody had anything going on with that?
Dude, Egypt stepped down. No, they went. they was partying in the streets of Egypt. And dude stepped down from the presidency.
Hey, Hug. Entertainment.
That's
a president. That's a president.
But that was entertainment. You didn't see them people beat up Anderson Cooper. Y'all didn't see that.
Yeah, we talked about that already.
Yeah, but it's entertainment to me to see them partying in the streets. Like, y'all didn't see that.
Yeah, I suppose
I understand y'all want news and entertainment. I understand that, but get out of here, dog. That's entertainment. They was kicking it in the streets.
Well, entertainment would actually be like something entertaining.
Oh, it wasn't entertaining to see just, you know, all right, it's cool. You know,
that would be kind of,
that's kind of fucked up.
We just jumped to the news real fast on you like that thing. Mm-hmm. You said nothing was happening in entertainment, so.
Not really. Really, it's nothing happening in entertainment right now, really. Nothing really going on. I mean, Charlie Sheen snorting up some shit and Lindsay Lohan getting away with
murder. He's still doing his shit. Everybody knows.
Oh, you know what? Transformers 3. A lot of good Marvel movies are coming out. You got Thor.
I'm ready for Captain America.
You got X-Men.
Yeah, Thor.
X-Men's coming.
Thor's the new
coming.
Spider-Man.
The new Spider-Man's coming. So I'm stoked about that shit.
The dude from Social Network was in it.
So what Kobe watch? What Kobe watch?
Right now I'm watching Modern Family on ABC.
What's like your favorite
movie? That show
is
hilarious.
What's your favorite movie?
My favorite, like of all time?
Of all time, your favorite movie.
Just of all time?
Of all time.
It's like a tie between Tommy Boy and Ferris Bueller.
I can dig Ferris Bueller.
Okay, Ferris Bueller.
Tommy Boy
good.
With
Tommy Boy's good too. Chris Farley.
Yeah.
Chris Farley. Yeah.
That's a sick movie.
Yeah, Ferris Bueller. We like me and Marco. We're gonna remake that movie. You know.
It's gonna be Harris Hooler.
No, it's gonna be Jack Harris Day Off. No,
Jack Harris Day Off. Jack Harris for president.
Jack Harris for president.
Lighter.
Are you gonna pass that or babysit it?
I have his eye. It's in my hand the whole time.
Pass it to Jorge.
You know. What's your favorite movie, Matt? He's the.
Okay, you don't have a favorite movie, Mine's George.
Like, I do have a favorite movie.
You should know your favorite movie. Come on, it's probably called, Space Jam.
Booty Talk 34. No, I'm just kidding. My favorite movie is probably. Probably have to go with like X-Men or something like that.
He don't even know.
Wolverine. I really don't get into movies like that's my favorite movie.
Oh, my
movie,
God.
So.
You
got
to be kidding me.
I don't know.
Yeah, I understand. Huh? Yeah, I understand. Mine's is like Bloodsport or, you know, something like that. Bruce Lee type movies.
You ain't watching nothing else, Kobe? What you watching, George?
Oh, everything, man. I mean, I don't know. I like lots of different types of movies. Anything that's good, basically.
I'll tell you what
Anything
I'm watching
that's
right
really
now.
Good.
I just brought the first and second season of Fresh Prince.
No,
you
know shit.
You kind of look like Will Smith.
Oh, that's dope.
That's cool.
Nah, no Will Smith.
We gonna
Smith
do the intro?
Let me do that for you.
Born and raised on the playground is where I spend most of my days. Chilling out, relaxing out. I bet the people over there in Europe are like, yeah, yeah, that's the shit.
They don't know that whole song. I bet you don't know that whole song.
How
the
much
real song.
It's a really
the
long
real
song,
song
too.
Where
it's
he was in the airplane and he begging his mama not to go say it right now. Go ahead.
No, I don't know the whole song.
You don't know the song. Oh, there's no way.
Who knows the whole song?
I don't know. I know
any
it.
You got anybody out know there that knows the whole song, go ahead and type it. Type it on the email and email it to us.
And Marco will personally send you a 6-pack of Miller High Life.
Miller High Life.
Holla.
Champagne, man.
So.
Good shit, man.
Where we at, Kobe, on time?
5 minutes past the last time we asked.
So check this out, man. Normally we'd be in music time right now, right?
Yeah.
So why don't we just go ahead and go with the music guests that we have right here. We got two music guests, so... Let's both go ahead and let them talk about what they do and how they feel about music.
All right. Which genre we want to start with?
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Come on, guys. All the Amsterdam listeners love that. They're sitting there doing the same thing.
Sure. I'm sure they love it.
What do we have? 48 listeners in Amsterdam right now.
Go ahead.
Nice.
All right. So, George.
Right?
Yeah, what music? What?
I mean, you know, I just love music. Period. Like every type of music. I mean, I love listening to music, composing music, producing music.
I mean, you make music.
I mean, I make a lot of different types of music.
Are you good?
You know, pretty much. I have a buddy that I work with named Joe Jackson. He's actually.
Is he beating on you?
We've been producing lately. You know, we've got a bunch of tracks that we've worked with for like hip hop. And some electronics, some pop, and even actually up to progressive rock, you know, like pretty much all over the map, you know. And as far as influences go, you know, I mean, how much time do you have? I mean, geez,
yeah,
give us a couple of influences though. So they can kind of get a vibe for it, because you're gonna do Song of the Day, right?
Oh well, I don't know. I mean, I've got some music
Song of the Day.
I mean, a song for today.
I mean, a song
of the day.
We do a song of the day.
So basically, what we're saying, we're gonna do song of the day for him. He's gonna pick a song. He's gonna pick what we listen to for our song of the day.
No, you have your song on a CD.
Do you have your music with you?
Yeah, of course.
If he has a song on a CD, then you can put it on you can play it,
cool.
And that could be the song of the day.
Cool, that works. Okay. Good technology these days we got.
So back to your influences, though, bud.
I mean.
Track three, nice. That's my lucky number.
I mean, I've pretty much got influences from almost every genre of music except for maybe a couple. You know, big influences would have to include guys like Yes and King Crimson. They're kind of older progressive rock bands from the 70s, but I mean, King Crimson's actually been active all the way up until 2003, is their last album, and I mean, it's just as good, if not better, than I mean anything you would hear from newer progressive rock bands like Porcupine Tree, which and Ocean Size. They're another group that I listen to. And actually, I like something called modern classical minimalism, I guess, is the specific genre. It's like classical music, you know, violins and cellos and, you know, clarinets, just ensembles. But guys like Steve Reich and Philip Glass, really love what they've done. And I mean, they've gone to accredited universities, you know, and gotten studied Beethoven and Bach and Mozart, you know, lots of different people. But I mean, I can connect more emotionally with their music. You know,
are you good as they are?
And it's...
Are you good as they are?
I mean, I can't say that. I mean, they've been making music for a lot longer than I've been alive, you know, so...
Definitely.
Yeah. They're really experienced in their craft, but, you know, I really try to take a lot of influence from them, you know, and certainly just learn from listening to the music, you know.
Are you from Kansas City?
Pretty much. I mean, I lived in Kansas for probably half of my life, and then I moved here in, to a suburb of Kansas City, Lee Summit. Moved there when I was like 10, and I've been here ever since, basically.
Okay.
So, yeah, I would say I'm from Kansas City area.
So, want to go ahead and you got the song loaded up?
Song of the day. It's, what is this? Does it have a title? Song track three, right?
It's called Random Letters in No Particular Order.
Random Letters in No Particular Order. All right.
You guys want me to sing?
You can go ahead and introduce the song. I mean, go ahead and let the people know what they're going to be listening to. And
yeah,
you know.
I have to check the levels and stuff. Did
you play it in your ear?
He's going to sing.
I'll sing.
He's going to sing with it? Or are you just going to sing?
Yeah, I'll pretend. I'll sing.
What?
So you're going to sing with the track? Or are you singing? Because, I mean, I don't know what's going on.
Are you singing?
You can sing. I'm saying, is he singing with the track, or are you just going to sing a cappella?
Are you singing a cappella or with the track?
To the track.
Cool.
To the track.
All right.
So go ahead and introduce whatever you got going on, and then...
Give me a point when you're ready for the play. Let us know about the track.
Well, I need the headphones to hear.
Oh, true. Yeah. Give me your headphones.
I want to hear it.
I know. I want to hear it, too.
Well, I need headphones. Somebody. That's too long.
Oh, he's got it right here. It's long enough.
Here, it's cool. Out. It's cool. You can use mine.
This might not be long enough.
Oh, it's a very long cable.
Hello?
Check. Okay.
Are you on?
I tried to call you a couple of times. We got started late.
All right. Marco's taking a call.
Almost done, though, baby. I'm about to be done.
So, I guess we'll maybe...
Okay.
Chop suey. All
right.
Right now?
We'll edit that out.
Okay, so we're at. I'll just say it was
edit that out.
Three, we'll look for it. Alright.
You may have to adjust the levels once I start singing if it's like.
Yeah, I will. Too loud, so. Yeah.
Alright, you ready?
Sure.
Are you gonna adjust his levels?
Once he starts singing.
Alright, you ready?
Yeah.
Alright, here we go.
Hook, you gonna do his backups?
I don't need backups.
If I have to,
I can't hear anything, guys.
It sucks. You'll hear it after the show.
Is it playing?
Yeah.
We got him going. Look at him. Yeah.
We're on Ustream. It would be cool. Is he going to tell us about the song?
like that beat. That beat's hard.
Just got it.
I told you about the song. You pretend it out. Coming along the head. Well, but you got me tuned in. I want you need your body so that I can see. Let's stop this game we're playing now. Just let me hear you in.
On that.
That beat right there is like ridiculous.
Yeah. Got me tuned
hey,
in.
We got the, he, hey, he's killing me. It. He's killing it.
Tuned in like something TV. Is,
oh my God.
Tuned in.
Yeah. Uh huh. Yeah.
He's grooving in here with
yeah,
it too.
I know.
Yeah.
More to it than that too, and yeah. It's a really rough edit of the mix, but you know,
sounded good.
Great,
sounded really good.
That was amazing. No it. Joke, man. That was actually absolutely amazing.
Great.
In studio performance.
In studio, that was live.
Appreciate it.
That was fucking live. If you guys didn't know that, no. That was amazing.
And
sounded
thank
great.
You. I appreciate
really
it, man.
And where can we find
I'm actually an artist, man. That was actually really, really good, man. He actually killed it. You guys could. We'll be you streaming this real soon. And
where can we find your tracks?
Where can I get them?
If you want to hear some tracks, you can go to a website called SoundCloud. That's about the best that I can do for you right now. But I will be starting a website and everything here eventually. Look for something from. Productions by Brian Jackson. The SoundCloud, I would go to just soundcloud.com/LLC. And there you go.
Well,
you can listen to a few tracks.
Boom.
I'm going to go ahead and give you a round of applause, and we'll go ahead and go to the next guest we have here. Because, I'm stoked off of that, man. That was absolutely a fucking amazing. Kobe, what'd you think about that, Kobe?
DLD Productions is going to be recording his track as soon as this podcast
is over. That'll fuck around, and we'll be bumping that on here a lot, man.
DLD?
That's DLD sure. All day.
Sure.
You know, so.
DLD, man.
Definitely.
I'm just kidding, man.
Definitely. Hook, what the hook on me, man? We learned all about George and got a live performance, and somehow feel like you're just gonna.
How you gonna top that, buddy?
Yeah,
tear it up, man.
You gonna sing?
Are you gonna let us know?
I can't sing.
You don't got your track?
I mean, I got the track, but you know, it's outside. I didn't know it was gonna be. He was a song of the day, you know.
Yeah,
so
it was gonna be Freestyle Friday.
I can spit some.
You still could have had a track. You could have played the song.
I can spit to the one he just sang. I can spit to the one he just did.
Oh,
you know. Wait, y'all want me to freestyle?
Hold on, man. Wait, let's slow it down. Hold on, let's just grease the wheels. Let's just grease the wheels. Hold on. Kobe, grab a hold of the show.
I got this, man.
Hook, where the fuck are you from? Who the fuck are you? What the fuck do you do? Like, I mean, you're going to sing. George gave us a fucking stand-up performance here, man. Stand up and perform now. I mean, tell us who the fuck you are first.
My name is Hook. My real name is Ryan Hooker.
Hooker.
I used to run track and stuff, real cold, real fast like that. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, I work, family, kids. You know what I'm saying? Wife, little Marco. Wife. You know what I'm saying? Happy Valentine's Day, baby. You know, and you know, I do a little rapping.
It's
most people surprised, but you know, I will chop.
And he's fucking nice, man. Yeah. He say he do a little rapping, and you know what I'm saying? I witnessed it and been able to do tracks with the guy, and he's really, really good.
Yeah.
If he was actually on that track with what I just heard, what I was actually just thinking that way, I mean, that'd be major. So,
we're going to discuss that after we
have to discuss.
After we leave here, we're going to work something out.
You know what I'm saying?
So, good music, man. What kind of music are you doing, man? I know you say you rap, so what kind of music do you classify that as? I mean, because, you know, we got rappers out here right now, and if you don't mean what I say, I mean, are you a Kanye type of rapper, or are you a Lil Wayne type of rapper, or are you a J. Cole, Jay-Z type of rapper? I mean, what kind of rapper are you portraying?
No joke, for real. I'm like,
spit up.
Not trying to be arrogant. I'm all of them in one, you know. Okay. Like, I can do any type of rap. It don't really matter. I will chop you. Basically, you know what I'm saying? I'm from KC, you know what I'm saying? I don't rap like no ordinary KC person, but I will chop, you know. I kick with Jack O'Hara a lot, you know, so.
He's the man, bro.
You know what I'm saying? So, come holler at me, man. It's nothing. I'll do a song with anybody, you know what I'm saying? So, it's whatever.
What the hook gonna be?
Hey, the hook is whatever. I will chop that dude that made that. Who said that? Murphy Lee. I'll do a song with him too.
So, you just want to let him go ahead and hop on that real fast?
The same one George did? Are we really going to do that? I mean,
he just said he just wanted to spit some. I mean, he said he had other beats. He had other beats on there. Track two.
Track two is sick. Track six. Any track on there, really.
I mean, the guy said he's got tracks.
Tracks on there, man. They're all unfinished, mixed, you know. I mean, we're getting a better computer here pretty soon. So, computer that we were having had some issues. I'm thinking probably.
You said track six.
RAM. Yeah, it's fine. It's whatever, man.
Alright, here it goes.
Brand new. Shit.
Which one is it?
Can you do that? Hey, hold on, man.
Charlie Brown shit.
Charlie Brown?
Or track two.
Six sounded old school. What?
Track two. I think that's got shitty bass mix on it. This one's sick too. I don't know.
I might get on it.
Oh, Kobe? Kobe with a number eight?
Just wait till.
I like that. Little doom.
Yeah. I wake up in the morning.
Nah, man. Chill out. you can't do that to him, man. That's kind of mob, though, boy.
I got some. It's something I got on some, but here you go. Go hard or go home, then the words that I live by. I wake up in the morning and I get up in the zone, take a blunt to the dome. Feeling like Rocky because a nigga giant hearted is invested alone, and I can't go home. Boy, so I gotta go hard. Flow so sick, so you know you can't touch it. Bitch on my side, better sneak in me knives. Roll a blunt to the size of a Louisville slugger. Russia, guess he ain't know I can flow like Buster. Boy, I'm on the call ruckus. Fuck it. Swishes and backwards now, little boy. I done gave up. Dutch my man, it's nothing because I'm walking through the belly of the beast. Real G's too much, I can't see the cheese. Yelling nigga, yeah, still rocking with the D because I'm blowing money fast. I'm gonna take a big meat. Capiche. Purple label.
paper on my shirt. Stay more clean when I do my dirt. Touch more paper than the King Coast card. When you fuck with my team, yeah, your feelings get hurt. Put it down for the town when I ride in the streets. Go hard or go home, but don't compete. Niggas still a fade with a gallon of bleach. Just over the corner, safe in the seats. Peace, chucking up the deuce. Nigga didn't know this a home of the dome splitters. Got a blunt chain, red rhyme down, spit bumping, ribble off the gold. Get it? Can't get some nigga know. Can't get funk, I throw. Plus I got gun cold, so you know I gotta go home. Yeah.
Damn, that was dope. That was dope.
That's dope. That's dope. What's up,
dog. That was two back-to-back performances live right here with DLD Productions.
Don't Look Down is, you know what I'm saying, a whole nother show, man. We got two, man, dope individuals in the same room, you know what I'm saying? You know, they never met each other ever before this show right now, and you know what I'm saying? And just was able to just collab and just...
get on the same shit, you know?
I mean, it's great.
It's definitely a really good show.
Yeah, that was fantastic, man.
Back-to-back performances that were just phenomenal. What the hook gonna be now, bitch?
The hook gonna be now. What we gonna get into now? He's scared. Some topics, man. What you, Kobe, man? I mean, you know, this is time to get into the show, so, I mean, it's on you.
Well, I mean, you told me you had something you were really anxious to talk about, and I was really excited to get into it.
Well, okay.
What you gonna talk about?
With me?
What was Marco? He knows what he was gonna talk about.
he wasn't ready. I mean, really, what I was gonna talk about was really just something everybody may can relate to. Not anybody can relate to. It was just something that I was just thinking about for just a couple of days, and that
what
was just
is it?
Child support.
How do you feel about that?
Anybody in here paying child support?
Nope.
Nick Toy.
But I know a lot of people that are, boy, and they don't not like it.
They don't like that.
They don't like that.
I don't know why they would. I mean,
why wouldn't you want to do that? I mean, why does someone have to tell you to take care of the kid? I mean, if you were away from your kid, do you not think about your kid has to have a roof over his head?
Cause you're a dumb fuck.
Food in his belly.
You weren't prepared.
Shoes on his feet.
I ain't trying to say it's every all day. The time, but you know what I'm saying. Some of the time it's just the female's actions that does it. Like the
That's
dude
true.
Might want to see the kid, but still.
It doesn't matter if the female wants to not make you see the kid. Why wouldn't you want to pay child support?
Okay. The problem is they pay child support and then they're going to end up paying more than they're going to pay child support and more.
$500 a month. That's enough to supply a kid.
$500 a month.
Yeah, food and shelter. That's enough to supply a kid.
Here you go. But you're not on child support. I ain't never heard those numbers from a child support person. That my dudes give.
I'm just saying. I just threw out a number.
I don't know.
$1,300 a month.
Would that be cool with you?
For a kid?
Yeah.
No. I have two kids right now. $1,300 a month. You know what? That's not even that's
the wife buying some shit for her too.
Check this out. You guys, I'm not against child support or for child support. Okay, we just said $1,300 a month because you said that was cool, right?
No,
check this out. My daycare for my two kids is $800 a month.
$800.
Yeah.
So you're gonna pay
that's daycare.
So you're just gonna pay $400 half of that.
Huh?
You're gonna pay $400.
Why would I just pay $400?
So you're gonna pay for the whole daycare? Why don't you pay half?
What do you mean, why don't I pay half? I have two kids.
She pay half. She pay half. So it's $1,600 for both of them? Or it's $800 for both?
Are you lost too?
Yeah. Is it $800 for
Everybody's lost.
Is it $800 for both?
Are the people lost?
Yeah. $800 for both.
It's $800. So why don't you pay $400?
Why would I pay $400? What do you mean?
What?
Half for the daycare. Why don't y'all split it in half?
Why don't we? Because we're not a half. It's a one. We're a one.
So you're paying for child support, you're paying daycare and a plus child support.
No, I'm not paying child support. I don't pay child support. Hey, get his mic, Kobe.
Wow.
Oh my God.
You're saying you're paying that right
Which
now?
Which one's he plugged into?
No, I'm saying I pay $400 a month apiece.
Is that going around the
That's
crop circle or is that just sitting
that
in your lap?
Then say $400, then I say split $800. I said split $800. And you say you pay $400 a piece. That's what I've been saying.
Yeah, I pay $800. Yeah.
That's
sorry.
What I've been saying. Y'all, Jack Harrell, boy.
Jack Harrell.
Jack Harrell.
Watch but I was just kind of wondering. I mean,
it works. I guess it works. I mean,
do you think that should be a law? Do you think people should have to pay child support, Kobe? I mean, you haven't said anything.
I mean, I can't relate because I don't have a child, but
you still are a child, huh?
Pretty much, 22 in March. So,
a little young thundercat.
How old are you, George?
21.
Yeah. Hook?
Yeah.
I'm 29.
Marco is 29.
Yeah.
Old.
You gotta teach these young thundercats.
Gotta teach you guys, man. Child support, man. Don't get yourself yourself in a situation where you should have to pay child support. But if you do have to pay child support, don't feel bad about paying child support. Do that with some dignity and kind of kind of feel good about that. I mean, because you don't know what it takes to supply your kid. And I mean, this isn't the movies. This isn't like what you see on TV.
The parents that are going out there shopping with the shit. The person that's having to pay for child support. Should they deserve to see their kid? Because they're being forced to have to pay because they can't do it on their own. Should they be able to see the kid? Probably depends on the situation.
Should be able to see the kid unless the parents are dangerous. If the parents are dangerous in some kind of form, any form at all, then you shouldn't be able to see your kid.
Physically or mentally.
That's the only way. No. If you're not dangerous, I don't give a fuck if you're poor and don't want to pay. I mean, if you missed a couple of payments or anything, you should be able to see your kid. But if you're dangerous... Stay away from the kid.
Pay your child support, boy.
Pay your child support.
Yeah, Jack Hara.
Child support. We'll sponsor. We'll be a child sponsor for child support.
Pay your child. Just do it.
Jack Hara,
anyway,
the proud sponsor.
Like, even if you of child support. Your girl, the baby mama, if they ever call it or whatever, just do it anyway. No problems with the police or nothing like that. But pay it. Hey, man, what is up with you over here?
Getting a stoner on.
Yeah. He's like the sound.
He does like the sound. I think that's what it is.
No, I smoked blunts for fucking almost 12 years. Yeah. And I just now got away from them, and I'm like stoked.
You're getting on that Wiz Khalifa, no more blunts.
Yeah, no more. I don't want any paper. Or nothing.
No paper in mine. Mine's just gonna be vapor from here on out. Vapor all the way.
That's the best way to do it.
No butane. No
smoke you out.
No gas in my tank, bitch.
You really know the healthiest way to smoke though. If you're gonna smoke at all, the healthiest way to smoke would be to vaporize hash.
What do we? I'm about to say we got. We just vaporize. Two vaporizers right in here.
Yeah,
shout out to the dream, man. Shout out to the
dream. It's all a dream.
It was all a dream.
I'm sure in Amsterdam.
Go down there. Get one.
I'm sure you guys, that's all you're doing.
Be part of the club.
Smoking hash. Vaporizing hash. It's the way to go.
I do want to warn y'all, like, if you ever do have a time to come smoke with Hook, I have one called the Incredible Hulk, and that would put you the same.
I thought you had the Pink Panther.
The Pink Panther is new. That's the new one I got today.
Sick.
But the Incredible Hulk is, you know, homemade, you know, straight from Vegas, 3-foot vodka drink that my wife got.
Oh my god!
And Incredible Hulk will put you the same. You know,
that's brutal.
No, anything else y'all want to add to that?
It was exciting, Hook. I was sitting here getting inspired by what you were telling me. I want you to go into more depth. Please tell me.
No, he was joking. Don't do it. Don't fall for that one.
I was getting nervous about potentially having to try this out.
What are you over there doing? Setting up a fucking satellite dish or something? Jeez.
No, putting them up. Putting Big Black up.
He's trying to get back to the aliens.
Oh, God, Big Black. You're packing
Big Black.
He's trying to get back to the aliens.
And you got, what was the white guy's name? That's, who was that?
Rob Dyrdek.
Yeah, that's yours.
Jack Harris.
Huh?
God, nobody's gonna listen to this show anymore.
Nobody's
no.
Gonna
they're gonna go fuck that Hook guy.
Like, what the Hook gonna be?
No, they're gonna be looking for their fucking shit to drop on fucking.
Where's Hook? Get him back. Get Hook on the show.
Yeah, get Hook back on the show.
What about George?
Crucial element, man.
George is amazing.
Back. I'll come back too.
Another song.
For sure.
George, hit that. Can you hit a note again? Like, ooh. Yeah. Michael Jackson's. Bing.
Bing.
I can't wait to hear it. I'm looking forward to downloading this.
It was really good.
Getting him to drop a
track. You'll get signed. I mean, not to, you would get signed off of that. If the right person heard that, you would probably get signed off of that. That was live, man. That was
I'm going to probably actually start my own production company.
Yeah, he's starting his own production.
DLD Productions?
Do we get the courtesy of being...
DLD? Get a nice check.
Getting dropped in on if we record that track, DLD? Or is that going to go to... Is that going to...
I don't know. I mean, we're going to use...
I don't know. That sounds like a kind of...
For like...
Get us, I don't know. No, but
I mean,
not really. I like George.
We actually plan on doing, I don't know, something big. Kind of an idea that we're playing with is, you know, having a bunch of like sister corporations, companies, you know, that do specialize in different kinds of music and stuff. So, you know. Potentially talk to different production companies, and like what we want to do is we want to have one big company where you just come to us and we can produce any genre of music for you, you know, whether it be hip-hop, country,
so like Universal,
you know, rock, progressive, classical, movies, games, television, commercials,
pornography.
I got first dibs.
Anything.
What's up, man?
He says he's gonna make porno, right?
Oh, yeah, we need some porn websites. I mean, I'm cool with porn, man. We talked about it on the last show, man. We're going to get back on that, man. We're going to have one of these times we got a guest on here, we'll talk about that. Because you were kind of uncomfortable talking about it, like, or something.
You know. He was uncomfortable talking about porn?
I don't watch porn. I'm sorry.
You're a man. You're supposed to
That's
watch
fucked
porn.
Up, man.
Where's to say that at?
If you don't, what do?
I don't watch porn.
He watches it so much, he just doesn't want to admit it. You like watch so much porn, you just don't want to tell anybody you watch it.
It's cool. Like, porn's okay to me.
It's all right. There's nothing.
Yeah, it's all right. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm not like against it.
So why don't you do it?
I mean, why? Where's it say I have to?
You should listen to the last show because he explained all this. Didn't you?
Pretty much, yeah. You need to listen to our shit.
You need to listen to our shit, man.
You can't be on our show anymore.
Can't be on our show if you don't listen to the shit.
Then listen to the last. Just
you gotta do. You gotta true. Listen. You
we
gotta
just
listen,
did this
man.
Show
we just
Sunday.
Listen.
Okay, we did it Wednesday.
Just tell me why you don't. Just tell me why.
No, you're gonna listen to our show. We need another download.
I can't know why you don't. Ah, okay. If you don't do it, it's cool.
Pretty much.
Nah, for real. He doesn't. He doesn't. That's no problem with me.
Yeah. I mean, do you, George?
What?
Listen to the show. We're gonna push you out too.
No, do you listen to the show?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with my phone?
I just didn't listen to the last week. Always mad at me now.
Hey, what's that gum doing to my phone, man? Ooh. The alien gum is doing shit to my phone.
Hey, I have a question for y'all, dog. I was just doing this yesterday, playing Black Ops. I just got it for Xbox.
Sick.
Yeah. How many people in the world play that stuff all day long?
I just play hockey all day long now. Man.
Play 2K11 all day long, so that's four.
Millions of people play these games.
Like,
man.
Are you so good at it that like you get on there and win everything?
Well, you know, actually, there's my cousin has a company. Actually, this thing, my e-gamer did. So that's a big focus for us, actually.
So you get paid to play games?
Well, no, I'm not going to say that potentially. What we're actually trying to do with it is we want to make it possible for gamers to make a living playing games all day.
Hey, I'm first
like,
dibs on
chilling
Call of
at home, for sure.
First dibs, hey, it's, I want your number now.
Yeah, it's gonna be sick. I mean, it's going to be sort of like a social networking site for gamers, but, you know, mixed in with the competitive side of it, too, so that you can go on there for pretty much any game that you can think of and just...
Yeah. I'm gonna let y'all. PS3 will be back next week. Hook gonna get you. That's my name. That's my tag name. Hook gonna get you. Awesome. I'm gonna shoot you. So Black Ops.
On Xbox or PS3?
I'm gonna be back on PS3. Xbox. I just got it because they're $120.
Oh, what?
Wow. Where?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
What hard drive?
It's just a 4 gig.
Four?
Yeah.
What?
Four?
Does that even work?
Get like just a
flash drive, dude.
That's all you need to play like
Micro Center, dude.
I have an 8 gig flash drive.
You can get a 16 gig.
You can play the Kinect on it.
Damn. Is it the new black ones?
Yeah, the new black ones.
120?
120.
I might have to slide in there and get me one.
Fuck it. No, I'm not gonna do it. I got one, but you know. But.
Yeah, I have Xbox. I'm gonna get a PS3 next week.
What are you playing on, George?
PC.
What are you playing?
Gamer. Game called League of Legends, actually.
I've seen that. That looks kind of cool.
It's free on PC, and actually, you don't need that good of a computer to run it.
Yeah, it looked cool.
I mean, it's kind of a strategy game. I don't know if anybody has ever played a game called Dota, Defense of the Ancients.
No.
It's a mod for one of the older Warcraft games, but I don't know. It's real time strategy, kind of a tower defense game, too. I don't know.
Never get into PC.
It's
games.
Fun.
I always have to do the mouse and
the keys. I'm way better than that at the console, dude. I suck at console. The joysticks, man, I just suck hard.
That's where is it?
On console, dude, or on PC, I just flick headshot, dude, just dominate. Just piece kids in the face, like Counter Strike, dude.
Last game I played was like Oregon Trail or Wolfenstein or something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wolfenstein's old school.
Wolfenstein.
That's old as fuck.
But a ding ding ding
ding ding ding.
Pay the bills. Whose turn is it? I think it's
George.
Who's it going to, Marco?
It's going to George.
No, who's
George?
Who's the bills going to?
Oh, I mean, we only have two people that we pay the bills to. So I mean, if you do those two things, then
who is it then, George?
Well, I guess you know it's a dream. You know?
It's a dream. Is what? Hold on. Wait. It's a dream. Is
It's a water pipe shop, you know, man, and it's the best shop that you can actually go to, you know, if you're in the KC area. It's, you know, it's they have a great selection, you know, and you get really good deals there, you know.
Located
on Broadway.
It's one there that you can't have. It has Bob Marley on it, so do not go there. If you go there, hey, it's going to be problems.
And when you go get your water pipe and then, you know, You sipping on anything when you get your water pipe?
I mean, well, absolutely. You know, the Miller High Life, I believe, is the drink of the choice, you know, for everybody that I know. Am I right?
Of course it is, right? Way to go, man. Appreciate that. I mean, it was an honor to have George on the show with us today, man.
Both of you guys.
It was a pleasure.
And,
first time.
Absolutely amazing to have Hook on back on the show with us. What we tap out today on?
What are we going to tap out on today?
I'm talking about what do we tap out on? I mean, time-wise, so what do we do?
52.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I guess we can keep it going for another second, I guess, going with the shout-outs and then letting everybody know where you can get in contact with our special guests because they were short of special. So, what's up?
Sort of special like a place kicker.
Never again will Hook be on our show.
He's fucking crazy. I like to give shout out to the people, like he said, up in Europe.
Europe is definitely over.
And the people over in Egypt, man, that is amazing to actually just see that every time we get on there and we look on there and see how many viewers we have over there. We love that.
But I mean, if anybody wants to get in contact with me, you know, too. Honestly, right now, I would just say go Facebook, George Bray. I mean, I'm right here. I'm chilling.
There
just
he is.
Give me a shout.
Or you can contact us and say, hey, man, how do you get in contact with George?
I mean, that's the easiest way,
you
man.
Know, because he'll be riding with us, man.
B-R-A-Y,
we're going to sign him. You know, we got the $1 million deal going down with George. You know? So if y'all want to holler at George, I got to holler at us. You know what I'm saying?
Right. We'll get something going out, though, pretty soon. You know, look for productions of Brian Jackson, you know, that's where it's gonna be.
Most definitely, Hook. Guys.
Hook, what the Hook gonna be?
The Hook ain't gonna be Casey. That's what I'm gonna give a shout out to. That's where I'm from. We're gonna get recognized sooner or later, you know. And if you wanna find me, rhooker20@yahoo.com, you know. And usually I'll be with Jack here.
There you go. There you go.
He is like my new best friend.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Other than that, just look for our HOC album. Mixtape coming soon. I don't know when it's coming, but it'll be out this year sometime. So.
It'll come.
Yeah, hit me up.
But definitely, if you're going to try to hit up Hulk, hit us up first.
But hit us up too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Cause Jack Hair, you know.
Because we're going to get that $1 million deal for him. So hit us up on Podomatic, on iTunes, and on Zune Marketplace.
Twitter, you know. You can hit us up at the Twitter, Facebook. We got all the hot spots to hit us at.
Miller High Life again. It was all a dream.
I used to read Word Up magazine.
How are we going to close it out today, man? We closed it out last time when we did a good session. We actually closed it out with a song.
We're going to make our own little noise, and we're going to try to make our own little chorus.
Oh, that's... What?
You heard me.
What?
Like, one person will start making a noise, and the next person will start making a noise, and the next person will start making a noise, and it makes, like, its own little song, like, its own little...
Like a little beatbox.
Yeah,
class.
Like a little, like, not like... Yeah, so like...
Go first. Oh, go first, then. Go ahead, go. Who,
I'm
go.
Last. I'm last.
Like,
I'm going third. I'm
going
third.
Do you get the structure of it though?
Yeah, just do it.
Do you get it, George?
I'm last.
So like, if I start just doing something, you'll get it. You'll get it.
I'll get it.
So if I start with like something real funky, you'll just get on it anyway.
Just do it.
Ding 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 ding. What you gonna do now?
Do it.
Come on.
Keep going.
Ding 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 ding. You're fucked. Ding 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 ding
ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding.
Bada ding ding ding, bada ding ding ding, bada ding.
No. Cut that.
I want to do my part.
I think
what was your part?
I got to wait till Arco go.
No, do it.
Arco can't go. He's too retarded in the head.
I would have did it.
All right, let's go.
Let's do it.
One more time. Go.
George, don't laugh. That was great. That sounded beautiful.
Nah, we out of here, man. Don't look down, man.
There you go.
Peace out.
Yeah.